Coach Shula was Hank Goldberg's guest on his Hammer Time podcast this week. It's a great listen. You definitely want to check it out at Dolphins.com. And here are the coach's thoughts on Ryan Tannehill.
You know, he's a good athlete. He was a wide receiver, and now he's playing quarterback. And I think he's just going to keep getting better. You know, I like the coach, Joe Philbin, and I like the quarterback. And defensively, they're pretty good. They need some good things to happen to him, you know, to build on, to give him confidence.
I like that, Hank. They need some good things to happen because there have been too many not good things the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, like he needs a little more pass protection and fewer drops. And, you know, he needs to make plays in key situations, particularly as they get towards the end of a half or the end of a ball game.
And that's been something he has excelled at the other day, in the fourth quarter at least, notwithstanding. But they do have a bunch of scoring drives in the final minutes of the second quarter. They also pulled out the Atlanta game at the end of the fourth quarter. What do you make of the Dolphins and the Patriots on Sunday?
I think the Dolphins can give them a game. You know, some of the Patriots are having a hard time protecting Brady. He was sacked four times last week by the Jets. They have all those injuries, particularly up the middle. And what I'd like to see the Dolphins do is establish a run and stick to it. I mean, the Jets ran all over them last week. And I think by doing so, you know, you keep Brady off the field. I'd be curious to see how they defend Gronk. You know, Brady threw the ball at him 17 times last week. And I think that's going to be critical, how they defend him. And putting pressure on Brady, that's going to be key on the defensive side of the ball. And on the offensive side, again, you know, if they can establish a running game against New England, and if they can give, you know, if they can provide some time to throw the ball, I think they can be okay and they can stay in the game with them. This is not an impenetrable New England team.
Very well said. And I think your keys are the ones we've been talking about all week. Control the game, you know, control the ball, control the clock, hit Brady, get to him, and, you know, worry about Gronkowski. Don't let him beat you too badly. You kind of just got into this a little bit, Hank, but how impressed are you by this New England team, the 2013 Patriots, maybe as compared to the 2012 or the 2011 or the 2010 Patriots?
Well, you know, Brady has gone two of the last three games without throwing a touchdown pass, and you know, Tlaib, I think it's critical how Tlaib is, you know, what kind of condition Tlaib is in. You know, without Wilfork, without Mayo, Tommy Kelly is questionable. Those are key defensive players that they're without. And, you know, Brady's stats, 8 touchdown passes and 5 interceptions this year, don't exactly blow you away. And, you know, the Dolphins are healthy now with Cameron Wake and Ellerby ready to go. And, you know, I just look at the fact that, you know, Brady's not that mobile right now. And like I said, if they can put pressure on him, you know, he doesn't have that many alternatives right now. He's got all these young receivers, and they're not all that dependable.
Hank, when you look at this football team, I'm talking about the New York Jets, and they've been up and down, but they have some young talent, and they're showing some promise, you know, for the future, but headed to the Cincinnati Bengals, 5-2, playing extremely well, A.J. Green. How can the Jets come out with a victory versus the Cincinnati Bengals? Because it's going to be a short week, and then the Dolphins are headed up there to verse these guys as well. So I don't want the Jets to win, but I want them to bang up the Cincinnati Bengals so we're ready to go on Halloween night.
Well, this is the Jets' off week. You know, they're an every other week team, and that's part of it is because Smith, you know, Geno is inconsistent. You know, Cincinnati is a real good defensive club. I know they're without Leon Hall, which hurts them a little bit, but they're a very tough team to run against. They're 8th against the run, and a lot of what the Jets have been doing has been on their running game. Cincinnati's 3-0 at home, and I don't see the Jets being able to defend A.J. Green. And right now, Cincinnati's passing game is strong, their running game is strong, and I just think this is a letdown spot for the Jets. It has been all year. They just can't put two games together. And apparently their practices haven't gone all that well this week. They've had a lot of windy conditions, and Rex hasn't been that happy with it. I think Cincinnati's going to handle them.
Hank, when you're going to this Detroit and the Dallas Cowboy game, and there's been a lot been said about, you know, Calvin Johnson and Dez Bryant and I can do what you can do type of thing. Do you see this is a the perfect stage for Dez Bryant to say, hey, I am better than Calvin Johnson, or I can do the same things that Calvin Johnson can do?
All I know is this. When Calvin Johnson plays, Stafford has 12 touchdown passes and only 3 interceptions. And last week against Cincinnati, although they lost, it was on a 54-yard field goal at the end, Johnson caught 9 passes for 155 yards. And, you know, where Dallas, Murray is probably going to be back, which really helps them with their running game. But Detroit, I think, you know, that front 7 of Detroit is pretty strong, and I think that they can get pressure on Dallas's passing game. And, you know, Brian is good, but last time Romo played Detroit, he threw 3 interceptions. He had 2 interceptions last week, and it's the second week in a row they're on the road, and I just kind of like Detroit in this situation.
Hank, when you look at this football game, you have RG3, you have Tom Brady. I mean Peyton Manning in this situation. But really, and you look at the record, Washington were able to get a win last week against the Chicago Bears, something that they really, really need. You look at them, they're 2-4, Denver 6-1. They're going to be in that high altitude, but losing that football game last week the way that Denver did, and with Mike Shanahan going back to Denver, how much is this going to play a big deal for Shanahan and his Washington football team getting in there trying to get a win?
Well, Washington's defense hasn't been anything to brag about. You know, they won last week because Chicago's defense is all torn up. You know, I talked to Mark Trestman this afternoon, and he said that, they've lost 4 key defensive starters, and they're replacing them all with rookies and free agents, and it's really taking its toll. You know, they scored over 40 points against Washington, and they still lost. And they lost because of their defense. And, of course, Denver's defense hasn't been all that great either. It's going to be a high-scoring game, and I like Peyton's chances. I know he's got a little bit of an ankle problem, but he practiced yesterday and today, and I think I think Denver will win, but it should be a high-scoring game. And I think Washington, I think RG3 is looking more and more like he did last year, but I think Denver will come back after that loss last week and play better at home.
Yeah, there could be definitely some very serious points put up in that game this weekend. Hank Goldberg did his conversation, his weekly podcast this week with the Hall of Fame coach, Don Shula. Got to check it out at Dolphins.com. Hank, always a pleasure. Appreciate you calling in on this Friday evening, and I hope you enjoy all the games this weekend.
You know, Coach Shula, it's funny. I talked with Wayne Lucas about the Breeders' Cup. You know, he's 78 years old, and he's still winning, and he said that he's in the trap. And I said, what's that? He said, we're never satisfied. And I mentioned that to Shula, and, you know, he was still running up all those wins late in his career, and he knew exactly what Wayne was talking about.
It's not just the coaching ability. It's that motivational ability. It's that desire. It's that drive. People like that. It's a whole nother level. It's great stuff with Coach Shula on the podcast.
Well,
thanks again.
Let's hope we have a good game this week.
Yeah, yep. No, that would be nice for us to be able to sit here a week from now, Hank, and talk about the Dolphins having won 2 games since we last spoke. That would be very nice.
That would be incredible.
A little fanciful. A little too fanciful. Hank, always the realist. All right, Hank Goldberg on the Metro PCS Hotline. Thanks, Hammer, for unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline. Visit thefinsiders.com.